This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Season opening game. The Huskers and Arkansas State were at the half. And again, we're delighted to be joined this year, each and every halftime, by University President Hank Bounce. Here we go. New football season, new school year. It's all fun, isn't it?
It is an exciting time of the year, Greg. I love this time of year. Everything's new. Everybody has a new opportunity. It's one of my favorite times of the year. This time of the year in commencement, people are always smiling, new opportunities, renewed optimism. The campuses are bustling. I couldn't be more happy about the things that are going on our campuses.
And it sounds like it's been a good start to this year.
Yeah, it's been a really good start. We started with a once in a lifetime sort of experience with the eclipse, and students were out, and just a wonderful opportunity to talk about science with all majors, and so it was a neat time to for that to happen on the first day of school. So even added to the excitement.
You may not have this full information yet, but do you have an idea about how many new students you have this year at the university?
We're pretty close. We'll make an announcement in the next few days. The quick story is we think enrollment's going to be up overall. We think we're going to have some of the largest freshman classes at a couple of our campuses, more than 52,000 students. And then the neat thing is they come from every county in Nebraska, from almost every state, from over 100 countries. Tomorrow's doctors, nurses, teachers, ranchers, engineers, and
on and on.
Sportscasters even. Yeah, so, but the great thing about the university is I think we're growing because people are really excited about what's happening. They get an excellent education at an affordable price, and I'm really humbled that students are investing in us as we invest in them.
Not only do you have new students, if you're on the UNL campus today or you're coming here in the next few weeks, you have to go down Vine Street just past the stadium, a beautiful new business college. Tell us all about that.
Well, the new College of Business, entirely funded by private dollars, is absolutely spectacular, state-of-the-art educational spaces. A big thanks to Rhonda and Howard Hawks for their leadership, for their generosity. It's changing Lincoln's skyline in a very good way. In this new College of Business, students are going to have unique experiences. And this is a good segue in to talk about athletics, because Sean Eichhorst, the athletic director, had the idea of, let's put a Husker store in the building. Students are completely running it. So they're doing the accounting, the marketing, the sales, all of those pieces. So real-life educational opportunities. In the coming months, we'll be breaking ground on a new gymnastics facility. So the news is really, really good.
Love hearing all this good news.
Yeah, good things are happening, and many more are coming, even in a very difficult time of fiscal stress.
Yeah, we have read recently that tax receipts for the state are down. What's that going to mean?
Well, as you know, it really impacts the University of Nebraska. I made announcements recently regarding significant cuts and reorganizations to the university. As we look to close a $49 million budget gap. But, Greg, at the end of the day, I am more optimistic than I've ever been about the future of Nebraska and the difference that we can make for the state. We are treating cancer at the new Buffett Center. We're figuring out how to feed a growing global population. We're making Nebraska the best place to be a baby. We're fighting terrorism and supporting national security. These are some of the key challenges facing our state and our nation and our world. And there are also areas where the University of Nebraska has real expertise and can make a real impact.
Do you feel like these are areas that you can still grow in?
Well, we don't have a choice but to grow. The prosperity of the state is based on our ability to do that. The state's economy, the quality of life, the health of our citizens, the productivity of our farmers and ranchers, and so much more is on the line when it comes to our being able to, really continue to grow. And I hear from citizens and from alums and from state legislators all the time about how grateful they are at how the university is managing this fiscal environment. We are absolutely focused on the future. the higher education environment continues to become more competitive. And as one of the primary economic drivers for the state, we need to get more competitive, too.
Well, great time of year, kicking off a new school year. The football season's now officially underway, and let's have some success. Let's have some fun this year.
Absolutely. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime of the Huskers game with Arkansas State. We've got more of our halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future. This is the Husker Sports Network.